Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
Do you have a hell of a story? A story that's so great that whenever you tell it, people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened to you. Just let us know about it at annaandraven.com. Click on Hell of a Story. Sandy Contreras. Sandy, you have a hell of a story, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened?
A few years ago, my son was involved in an automobile accident. He was T-boned, and what happened was the vehicle didn't roll. It physically picked up and turned over. He had three of his buddies in the car with him. They all required ambulance transport. My son wasn't injured. He got a little cut on his head from crawling out the window. But when all was said and done, he wanted to go to the hospital to check on his friends. One of the doctors said we should probably get him checked to make sure he doesn't have any internal injuries. So they did a CAT scan on him. The doctor came in, and the doctor said, well, we have good news and we have bad news. The good news is he doesn't have any injuries from the accident. The bad news is we found a golf ball-sized mass between his eye and his brain.
Oh, my gosh.
So my husband and I kind of looked at each other, and tears started rolling. We didn't, know what was wrong with our child. Timothy he's been a sickly baby from day one, always had allergies. And every morning he would wake up really congested, and I would tell him, go blow your nose, because that noise just drives me up the wall. And he's like, Mom, there's nothing there. So it just continued to go on. We had to take him to a doctor in the Phoenix area, and they said that it was probably like a palm tree spore that at some time he had breathed in, and it adhered itself to his sinus cavity, and it just grew. And it had already eaten the bone on his nose, and it was slowly eating away at the bone of his eye socket. So he had to have surgery to have it removed. And once he had it removed, Timothy had no more allergies. Everything was gone.
This is incredible.
Can you imagine having something growing inside your body like that?
He didn't know it, and we didn't know it.
And you said that, that he was always sickly, but nothing that would give the pediatrician or the doctors or kind of inkling that something like this was growing inside of him, right?
He did have asthma from the time he was born. So he was always on asthma medication, but as he got older, they put him on allergy medicine. And, we could never go to a birthday party because if the wind blew one way today and one way the next day, he was sick. So it's like everything outside set him off.
God works in mysterious ways to make things happen that the doctor was like, let's just run this test, make sure everything is okay. And then you find something like that. And ultimately, it saved him.
I mean, it changed his life on top of it, too, right?
Well, yeah, because it had already eaten the nose bone and it was going for his eye socket.
Right. Crazy. So it would have had more ailments there. I mean, at the very least, the possibility of losing his sight.
Right.
And those years of medication. Wow. I mean, you guys shouldn't have been snorting palm trees, to be fair. So,
they could have eventually, blinded him. There's a lot of issues that it could have caused if we hadn't found it.
Well, that's a hell of a story. And thank God everything worked out the way it did and that he's fine now and he's doing well.
Oh, yeah, he's fine now. The father of three young boys and working in Phoenix, doing great.
That's a hell of a story, Sandy. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I appreciate you guys taking the time from us. Thank you.